Throughout the country, there are increasing numbers of women in prison. According to the Prison Policy Initiative, women's state prison population grew 834% over nearly 40 years. That's more than double the pace of the growth among men. All this week on The Takeaway, we're looking at what happens after people are released from incarceration. So when women get out, how are they adjusting?
And that's one of the hardest things for someone who's freshly out of prison to do is get a job. And so this store serves a grand purpose. And that grand purpose is not only to help the women inside the prison, but it helps us transition out.
That's Shazonia Horton, a woman recently released from prison who's now working at the Dragonfly Thrift Boutique in Miami, Florida. The thrift shop where she works is part of a larger project to help women transition from incarceration to being active members of their communities. Joining us to talk about this is Nadege Green, a reporter covering social justice for WLRN Miami and Miami Public Radio. Nadege, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with, maybe you can give us a sense of what some of the challenges are for the women that are released from incarceration that they face when they're looking for employment.
So here in Miami-Dade in particular, one of the biggest issues is housing and transportation to even get to a job, right? So many of the women, when they're released from the Florida prison system, you're given $50 and a one-way bus pass to restart your life. And if you don't have someone to take you in, or if you don't have the support network, then it becomes increasingly difficult to take care of those basic needs before you're even able to get a job or do those things that you're supposed to do.
And you were in Miami and you found a thrift shop that helps women in with the reentry process. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. It's run by the Ladies Empowerment and Action Program, LEAP. They actually run a reentry program in the prison system. So they get to know the women in prison. They offer entrepreneurship training, therapy, and other services while the women are in prison. But one of the things a nonprofit found was this issue is like when the women are released, even though they're there to help them with reentry, there are a lot of organizations or businesses that give lip service to hiring women coming out of the prison system, but don't actually do that. And so they created this thrift store. They asked for donations, and through funding from another bigger nonprofit here, they were able to create the Dragonfly Thrift Boutique in Little Havana. And they hire the women who they work with in prison the day after their release so that there isn't this gap for them to get back and to be able to make money so that they can provide for themselves.
And do a lot of these women have ambitions beyond working at the thrift shop and doing other things? Is this just the first step for many of them?
This is absolutely the first step. So they describe this thrift store as a soft landing where the thrift store works with the women and their schedule so that they can do the basic things that they need when they're out of prison. For example, reconnecting with family members or being able to set up your parole appointments, going to the doctor. And, you know, if you've been in prison for 5 years, there are a lot of things you need to do when you get out. And very few jobs are going to give you the type of flexible scheduling that you're going to need to do those things. So the thrift store does that. But they also, all of the women, when they graduate from LEAP, when they leave prison, have a business plan. So they have an entrepreneurship plan of a business that they would like to start. They take classes with Barry University professors while they're in prison. And when they get out, the goal is to actually get them to put that plan into action. So one of the women I interviewed, she is actually starting a dog training business on the side while she's working at the thrift store. On the weekends, she's going to the parks and she's training a friend's dog. And hopefully she's passing out her business cards to try to get more business. But she learned how to train dogs in prison because while she was in prison, there was a program where inmates helped train dogs for wounded veterans.
And do you see this quickly? Do you see this as something that's able to be replicated throughout the country, or is this something that's still very small scale?
This is still small scale so far. They have three women in the pipeline, two that have been hired, one that's going to be hired. But they're definitely looking at this as a possible model for different organizations or different groups within their local communities to figure out how do you create a supportive environment for women coming out of prison beyond just offering a job, but also support.
Nadege Green is a reporter covering social justice for WLRN Miami Public Radio. Nadege, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.